This is KASU Jonesboro. I'm Jonathan Reeves. Sean Hopwood joins us on the phone lines. His book, Lawman, My Story of Robbing Banks, Winning Supreme Court Cases, and Finding Redemption, is out now. And signed copies of the book will be available Saturday at Barnes & Noble in Jonesboro. His story tells how he went to a federal prison in 10 years for robbing banks. While in jail, he starts working in a legal library and develops an interest in the law. And from prison, he's able to convince the U.S. Supreme Court to hear a case for a fellow prisoner. Hopwood was able to do that even without going to law school. His story is one that you would expect to see in a Hollywood movie. Sean Hopwood joins us right now. Sean, thanks for joining us and welcome to KASU.
Thanks, Jonathan, for having me, and thanks to all the people in Arkansas.
Your story is fascinating. First of all, we have to start, why did you start robbing banks?
Well, that's the big question. I would tell you the first thing is an incredible immaturity. I was 21 and 22 and incredibly immature. I was had just been out of the Navy and was in some severe depression and dealing with some addiction issues and just did not care about my life. So when you don't care about your life, it's really easy to not care about the consequences of your actions on someone else's life. Did what I did and suffered really severe consequences for it.
So you went to prison and you were in jail. How did you turn your life around in prison?
Yeah, so in 1998, I was sentenced to 12 years and 3 months in federal prison. By the time I was sentenced, I was 23. And when I got to prison, I quickly realized I did not like it. And I saw a lot of people that would come to prison, leave for a couple of years, come back after committing a new crime, spend a few years in prison, go back, be released, and come back. They have a term for it in prison. It's called doing life on the installment plan. And I did not want that to be my life. And that's when I started reexamining things and realized I was just a very selfish person and needed to make a lot of changes.
So what drew you to the law?
Yeah, well, it was luck at first. I had a friend who I was working in the kitchen at the prison, which is one of the worst jobs, and he thought he could get me a job in the law library. I got a job there and then really didn't do much as far as with the law while I was there. The law books were very intimidating. They were written in a language that might as well have been another language to me. But in June of 2000, the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, came out with a case that I thought would lead to resentencing and possibly a sentence reduction. So even though I knew nothing about the law, I started researching and wrote a brief. And I was never able to get time off for myself, but what I found was that I really enjoyed the process, and later on I learned that I really enjoyed helping others and helping other inmates file legal briefs.
And so, of course, you started working in the law library, and I know that was, you spent a lot of time there doing your research.
I did, and one of the things that happened was a friend of mine, we were in a prison in Illinois, and this guy was also from Nebraska, where I'm from, asked me in 2002 to write a Supreme Court brief for him. And this was like the second or third brief I had ever prepared, and I was really reticent to do it, but he talked me into it, and I spent 2 months researching and writing it, and when we filed it, I largely forgot about it. And my friend transferred to a different prison, and about a year later, I was walking out to the recreation yard to go work out, and someone came running out of the housing unit and was screaming at me. And this kind of tells you what prison's like. I thought I had said something to him wrong, and he was coming to fight. But you don't usually bring a newspaper to a fight, and what he had was a copy of the USA Today saying that they had granted my friend John Feller's case, and how unlikely that was, given it was filed by an indigent prisoner. And it even quoted from my brief. So it was one of those moments where I just knew things were going to change.
You know, and that's something about it. You were able to get a case in front of the U.S. Supreme Court when most lawyers are not able to bring cases to the court. So how did that make you feel?
Yeah, we're amazed. I couldn't believe it was happening. The court receives on average 8,000 petitions a year. It usually grants around 80 cases, so we're talking 1%. The number of cases that it grants written by non-lawyers and prisoners, you know, it happens once every 5 to 10 years. So we're talking maybe 1% of 1%. It was incredible. That really pushed me to start studying the law more and making some other choices about how to, you know, rehabilitate myself.
So are you in law school now?
I am. I'm just starting this week my second year of law school at the University of Washington School of Law in Seattle. I interviewed and was awarded a Gates Public Service Scholarship, which the money came from the Gates Foundation, but the school actually selected me for that, and it's a full-ride scholarship. And in return, after I graduate from law school, I will work in public interest law for 5 years, and probably actually longer than that. The goal is to work as an attorney helping those that can't afford a good lawyer. And these days, that's a majority of the population, so I will never run out of clients.
Sean Hopwood is the author of Lawman, My Story of Robbing Banks, Winning Supreme Court Cases, and Finding Redemption. He's joining us here on KASU. So tell us about the case. How did the Feller's case turn out?
So an attorney took the case. Obviously, I couldn't go be flown in handcuffs and shackles to Washington, D.C. to argue the case. So an attorney took the case over. He was a former Solicitor General of the United States during President Clinton's administration, named Seth Waxman. He's widely regarded as one of the best Supreme Court litigators, if not the best in the entire country. He took the case, and what is unusual and remarkable is that he kept me involved. He really thought the petition I prepared was a great brief, and him and the attorneys kept me involved with conference calls. They'd send me drafts of briefs. I'd call them and give them comments, and eventually Seth and the law firm WilmerHale became my mentors and helped me get into law school and many other things. Ultimately, the Supreme Court ruled in John Feller's favor 9-0, and John was ultimately sentence was reduced by 4 years. That's part of the story that I talked about when I came to visit in Arkansas a few years ago.
And tell us about that Jonesboro trip.
Yeah, so a New York Times story came out about my Supreme Court successes in the winter of 2010. An Arkansas State University professor named Hans Hawker invited me to come work with his moot court student and teach them about legal brief writing. And I also came to give a speech at the university. And what I found in my short stay in Jonesboro was literally some of the nicest, most gracious people on the planet. Since my book's come out, I've got to do a lot of traveling. I have not been anywhere where the people were as nice as they were in Jonesboro. The people I met at the university, to the people I met at the bed and breakfast I stayed at, everyone there was incredibly friendly, and it was a great trip for me, and I thank Arkansas State and Hans Hawker for inviting me.
That's Sean Hopwood, is author of his book, Lawman, My Story of Robbing Banks, Supreme Court Cases, and Finding Redemption. Signed copies of his book are available Saturday at Barnes & Noble stores in Jonesboro. More information is available by calling 870-336-2543. And thank you so much, Sean, for joining us here on KASU. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me, Jonathan. And I look forward to someday returning to Jonesboro and meeting the fine people there again.
This is KASU Jonesboro.